This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Clean Water Act action needed on contaminants of emerging concern and persistent toxic pollutants. As drought continues, the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission will take up important regulatory water issues, including how to define the two phrases, contaminants of emerging concern and persistent toxic pollutants. An unfortunate principle in water regulation is dilution is the solution to pollution. During drought, when there is less water to dilute pollutants, concentrations increase and cause harm. The Clean Water Act requires states to review their water quality standards every 3 years. The process is called the triennial review. Unfortunately, the triennial review process takes longer than 3 years to complete. For example, the last triennial review took 7 years to wrap up, and the one before that took 9. Such delays result in fewer reviews. During this time, 3 more reviews could have been done. Such delays benefit the regulatory community because more protective regulations are not debated and possibly approved. The next triennial review public hearing begins on Tuesday, July 13th. The industries challenging the proposed pollutant definitions are the New Mexico Mining Association, the San Juan Water Commission, and Los Alamos National Laboratory. Those supporting the proposed definitions are Amigos Bravos, Communities for Clean Water, the Gila Resources Information Project, and the Buckman Direct Diversion Board. There will be opportunities for the public to provide comments before and during the multi-day virtual hearing. Emerging and persistent pollutants are suspected of causing harm to the ecology and human health, but have not been thoroughly studied to establish regulatory standards. Emerging contaminants of concern include chemical compounds found in pharmaceuticals and personal care products. Persistent toxic pollutants are those that resist degradation, easily bioaccumulate, and harm aquatic life and human health. One class of the persistent pollutants is PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. PFASs have been around since the 1940s and are found in Teflon and in military-grade fire retardants. It is estimated there are between 5,000 and 10,000 individual PFASs. In New Mexico, there are large PFAS groundwater plumes at Cannon and Holloman Air Force bases. Most New Mexicans rely on groundwater for their drinking water. This week, the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works held a hearing about PFAS, the view from affected citizens and states, to learn what citizens and states need from the federal government to address them. New Mexico Environment Department Cabinet Secretary James Kinney testified. He stated that people must be protected from drinking contaminated water and urged the Environmental Protection Agency to establish national drinking water standards for PFASs. Debate about whether New Mexico would adopt them could occur in the next triennial review. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.